Former President Bill Clinton told an AIDS conference in Beijing today that China's economic growth and the future of millions of people could be derailed by the disease. He called last year's outbreak in China of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, a wake-up call because of its strong negative impact on the Chinese economy. He said China needs to act quickly to avoid a major AIDS epidemic.
The Chinese are famous for good planning, for thinking over the long term, for thinking about the big trends. All you have to do is think about the numbers here. You can stop this dead in its tracks. You can turn it around, and you can manage it now at a small and affordable price. But if we continue to ignore the implications of AIDS, it will be terrible, not simply for China, but for all the friends and partners of China all around the world.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. It sounds like Clinton was fairly forceful there.
Yes, he was forceful, and as you said, Bob, he put it in terms that the Chinese government can really understand. That is, that it could hit China's economic miracle, that it could have a serious impact on China's growth. And that's a way that the Chinese government really can understand it. He put it in terms of SARS as well. He said more people die of AIDS globally every 2 hours than died of SARS in the whole outbreak earlier this year. And this was a message that was put across by the person who spoke before him, Dr. David Ho, the famous AIDS researcher from New York. So really it was a two-pronged attack from these two very well-known people in China to really try and give a wake-up call to the Chinese government.
Why isn't the Chinese government doing more to combat AIDS as it did with SARS?
Well, the most immediate reason is because I think no foreigners are catching AIDS from people here in China. That's what happened with SARS. It was only when foreigners started getting the disease in Toronto, Hong Kong, and around the world that that China really woke up and said that it, and realized that it had to do something about it. And that has not happened with AIDS. And the Chinese culture, the Chinese political system is such that it prefers to cover things up. That is starting to change a little bit now. And what is also starting to change is the other main reason why they don't deal with it. And that's simply just traditional values. It's a problem that you have around the world, not wanting to talk about sex, not wanting to talk about drugs, and a sort of a belief that if you got AIDS, well, maybe you were doing something that you shouldn't have been doing anyway, and maybe you deserve to get it. That's how a lot of ordinary people think here as well.
Is AIDS getting big play in the Chinese press? Are the Chinese people aware of the disease?
It's getting a little bit more play. I was surprised to see a large advert on the underground, on the subway in Beijing just yesterday, which I don't think there would have been even a year ago. So its profile is rising, but I just watched the evening news here, and the top headline was Clinton meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao, but absolutely nothing about this very hard-hitting speech about what China has to do with AIDS. So I think they've still got a long way to go in raising public awareness.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.